Welcome to a brand new episode of the RSL Show on KSL Sports. I am your host, Andy Munoz, doing a quick solo show. We'll be back with all of the guys on Wednesday. We're going to have a full episode, full recap of the Leagues Cup exit from RSL versus LAFC. Just kind of showing, proving that we could not hang versus a team that has given us so much trouble in the past. And the exit not coming without a cost that is going to be paid over the next 4 to 6 months. Midfielder Pablo Ruiz suffers a torn meniscus in that 4-0 loss to LAFC, and he'll be undergoing surgery that is season-ending. And I think when we all saw it, we thought that maybe it wasn't going to be too serious, that he'd just maybe take a few days to recover from whatever the injury may have been when we were speculating. But to receive this news is definitely a big blow, not only because he is the leading assist man with Real Salt Lake, but you guys could just see the immediate impact his absence had on the match. And right after he came off the pitch, you couldn't help but feel dread and what this would mean for this match, but also the season as a whole. And now we have our answer. 4 to 6 months, no Pablo Ruiz, out for the season. It's a blow. It sucks. It's going to be tough. RSL is going to have to adapt and make some quick changes to fill that role as the season play is going to resume on August 20th. And the next opponent that is on our calendar after Leagues Cup gets wrapped up and Messi wins his trophy. Yes, I'm saying Inter Miami is going to go and win this thing. After the very next day, RSL squares up against the Galaxy, who for me has been very confusing to watch this entire season. Sometimes they'll lose big, or they'll win big, or they'll pull a result against a team that should have beat them. Most notably, teams like LAFC beating Philadelphia Union, beating us as well. The last two matchups that we had with the Galaxy, they beat us 3-2. That was May 31st. And in the U.S. Open Cup quarterfinal, we beat them 3-2. So it's a pretty even, squared-up match. Even with Chicharito still not playing, LA Galaxy still seems to be somewhat of a wild card, a little bit unpredictable, a little bit of a notch on their shoulder. And so it's going to be an interesting match. And like I said, without Pablo Ruiz, it's really hard to kind of pin down and put a prediction on this one where the result might go in our favor. Like I mentioned, we'll be back with a full staff, full team here at the RSL Show on Wednesday. And we'll be recording an in-depth analysis of what happened against LAFC and what we anticipate for LA Galaxy in the resumed season of Major League Soccer that we have all missed. I don't know about you guys. Leagues Cup was fun for a little bit, but now with Real Salt Lake's exit, it's like, come on, let's get this over with. Give Messi his trophy and let's get back to Major League Soccer. If you guys are curious as to what that looks like, four teams remaining. Tomorrow, Philadelphia will play Inter Miami, followed by Monterey at Nashville. My two predictions for these, let's just square this up real quick. I think Inter Miami is going to come with something that a lot of MLS teams obviously have never seen before. Busquets, Alba, Messi. Inter Miami is going to beat Philadelphia Union, no problem. Monterey, Nashville. I think Nashville has been a great team, but Monterey is obviously seniored. A lot of criticism coming out of Liga MX, so I feel that the pressure is very heavy for Monterey, so they're going to handle business tomorrow. And then fast forward to Saturday, August 19th, there's going to be two matches for Leagues Cup play. It's going to be for third place between Nashville and Philadelphia. I feel like Philadelphia is going to handle their business and win third place. Monterey, Inter Miami. Monterey, like I said, they've got a chip on their shoulder, but they're going to be playing against the Major League Soccer super team Inter Miami. Alba, Busquets, Messi, you've got all these other people also stepping up. All of a sudden, they're really good, and they're on the map, and they're getting 50,000 followers on IG, and there's all kinds of parties, and there's all types of paparazzi shit happening in Miami. I feel like Inter Miami will win the final, and everybody will get what they want. Another image of Lionel Messi holding up another trophy, and people will get to say, oh my god, he's the greatest of all time. And you'll see mixed signals. You'll see people saying, oh my god, Leagues Cup, it's a real competition. You'll see other people saying, nah, it's a made-up competition, it doesn't count, whatever. Lionel Messi, another puppet trophy. Speaking of puppet trophies, or fake trophies, Cristiano Ronaldo, I love the guy, love the athlete, but he just won a title that is not recognized by FIFA that looks an awful lot like the World Cup trophy. So good for him, man. He's living out his dream. He's playing out in Saudi Arabia. His club just won, I don't know what the trophy's called, but it looks a lot like the World Cup. And in hindsight, it's funny, but it's also a little sad. Either way, eras of soccer are continuing to die all around us. For those who are older, we are seeing our idols just kind of inch closer to that retirement. And I don't know, will we ever see another Messi-Ronaldo-esque battle for the best player in the world? And if you had to ask me who the best player in the world is, I will cordially just admit it right now. Lionel Messi is. The titles, the World Cup, coming into MLS, and just having defenders idolize him so much that no true defense is being played, and he just gets to do whatever he wants, and he just scores free kicks whenever he wants, and he's boosting the worth and the credibility of all the players around him. It's something that I have never seen, especially at this level. In other Real Salt Lake news, a lot of cool stuff happening on the website. If you haven't, go to realsaltlake.com. Real Salt Lake signed a 10-year-old player named Luca Klein, and it's a pretty amazing story. It's called Through the Lens, Luca's Make-A-Wish. Photos by Laura Lee, Sam Lauder, and Emily Wright. Just a beautiful piece on something that the club did for Luca Klein, whose wish was to be a Real Salt Lake player, so they gave him a one-day contract. Elliot Fall signed that, and I'm asking anybody listening to this podcast, go get a RSL jersey with the last name Klein on the back, K-L-E-I-N. It would be the coolest gesture for me right now. I think that's my favorite player in club history, so shout out Luca Klein and the club for a wonderful piece. To wrap this quick little mini episode up, I just wanted to emphasize a few things that Mastroeni had to say against the loss against LAFC. He is quoted saying, "I think it's been a very good tournament. It's always good to see where you're at. We were in a tough group and the guys did well. There are a lot of positives to take from the games we played. Experiences like this are important to learn from. Overall, the tournament was also fun to watch as a fan of the game." So Pablo Mastroeni clearly enjoying himself. I think there were a lot of good takeaways, some bad takeaways, some bright moments, some not so bright moments from this tournament. But I'd have to agree, we got to witness some really cool soccer, play some teams that Real Salt Lake would have never played were it not for the League's Cup. And to have a tournament like this where it feels like open play and you don't have to win a title to advance to CONCACAF, but you still get to play tough teams, tough opponents, tough attackers, and really gauge where your team is at fundamentally, or just see where you stack against some of the great teams in South America, or I guess the MLS. I don't know. Overall, it's a fun tournament. Has a really cool song, that Tiki Taka Toe or whatever. Go listen to it. It's great. But it has been a fun tournament. And I wish we could have gone further, but let's focus back on what matters, Major League Soccer and the Open Cup. Remember, that is set to resume, at least for Real Salt Lake, on August 23rd. And remember, on the other side of that competition is Cincinnati versus Inter Miami. And we all know what can possibly happen if Inter Miami advances and if Real Salt Lake advances. So with that, I leave you guys. Take it easy. Also, all the extra people going and leaving more flowers and taking more pictures at John Jenna's memorial, we thank you so much. The club, thank you so much. And I'm sure his family thanks you so much as well. This has been a brief, mini, quick episode of the RSL Show. Like I said, we will be back Wednesday. If you've missed us, we've missed you as well. And we will see you soon. Take it easy. Have a great night. We love you. Bye-bye.